We move now to a new topic of this WBT, maintaining content in SharePoint lists. This particular section is an introduction to SharePoint lists. In one sense, everything in SharePoint is a list. Even a library can be said to be a list of files. As you remember from the visitor training, SharePoint uses the term list to refer to a place where you share information, which is different from a library, which is a place where you share files. In many ways, lists are SharePoint's most versatile tool. Out of the box, they range from the simple links list, to the more complex calendar list, to the highly complex discussion list. Site owners can also create custom lists to share trial enrollment numbers, financial information, inventory control, and so on. Just about anything that can be managed in a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet or Access database can be managed in a SharePoint list. The concepts and tasks you learn with a library you also use on a list. True, there are a few differences. Perhaps the biggest one is, there is no checkout check-in with a list. But the similarities are many. A few examples include, it is still important that you enter good metadata. You have to rely on a site owner to create the list itself. Some types of lists support an edit control block. And, as we will demonstrate a little later, on both libraries and lists you can create personal views. Plus, as we will see later, the features available in the list tab are very similar to the features available in the library tab. It would not be useful to introduce you to every type of list. Instead, we will explore some key ones so you will have the background to tackle nearly any kind of list.